Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well.
Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find a pro for your project at Angie.com.
Big color, bigger savings. Sherwin-Williams Super Sale is here. Get 40% off paints and stains June 5th through the 11th with prices starting at $30.89. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
Well,
well,
sorry we took a week off. It was by force.
I think we were down. Am I saying the right down bad?
Down bad. I was down bad.
You were down bad.
You were on a lovely tropical beachfront vacation.
I was.
And I had COVID.
No.
It's fine.
I think everybody got COVID in January and February.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm like, I can't believe we're still fucking doing this.
Seriously.
You know what, though? I live, bitch. So that's all that matters.
Oh, my God. It lasted pretty long for you, right?
It feels like it did this time around.
I feel like a week in, you were still testing positive.
I thought I was not going to test out. That it was spooky. Because the second time I had COVID, I like tested positive on Sunday and tested out by Friday. Mm. And this, I think I tested out on like day 8 or day 9. It's like normal, but I tested like fully clear last Sunday, but 2 days before that Friday, I tested and I was like, just to see how we're doing.
Yeah.
When I tell you that line was more full than it was when I originally tested, I was like, oh, so I'm getting worse is what you're telling me. When I tested on Sunday, I was like, let me now see where I'm at. And it was gone. And I was like, okay.
How weird.
Yeah.
Wait, did you order the government tests?
I've been hoarding them, yeah.
Yeah, same. So. And then they're all expired. So I was like,
they're
is this even,
expired.
Like,
I know.
What is, can I trust this? I don't know. Fine. I was so convinced I had COVID in January and I took multiple tests, including PCRs, and they were all negative. So they're like, no, you're just sickly. I'm like, okay, cool.
Well, you were COVID-free on a beach. So I think you won that round.
Yes, indeed.
I'm happy you got out of here. That's so exciting.
It was a much needed vacation. 4 days of doing nothing is like a good reset amount. Mm-hmm. I think anything after that, it would have been like starting to get a little anxious. Like, okay, what is the purpose of life? Yeah. What am I doing?
I still get that freelancer guilt of, oh my God, I'm going to come back from this whatever four or five day trip and no one's going to remember me and I'll never work again.
Yeah. And then as soon as I got back, I was like, oh, this fucking place again. Here again. Although they do say, I forget where I heard this from, where they said the best part of leaving New York is coming back. Mm-hmm. I'm like, there is some truth to that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just love coming home and being like, my stuff, my bed, my products, all my skincare products, my perfumes. I think I wore Dead Cool Sunlit Blooms the whole time. I brought that with me.
That is such a nice fragrance.
I thought it was like the perfect vacation scent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I really like it. I don't wear it, period, but I do love it.
Really like it.
When I reach for Dead Cool, I reach for Taunt. And
that was my previous favorite until Sunlit Blooms arrived.
I feel like there's a little bit more going on with Sunlit Blooms.
It's definitely their most commercial-leaning scent. Mm-hmm. I don't mean that pejoratively.
Yeah. Thank you, Sephora.
I'm very delighted. Yeah, thank you, Sephora. But the place we were staying at, they had a bunch of like landscapery.
Mm-hmm.
Landscapery. What do you call that? And they had frangipani flowers. So I actually got to smell one up close in my life. And I was like, that's the girl smell. That's where all the girlies go wild for.
Okay.
They look like fake flowers. They look almost like those fondant flowers you see on a cake.
Yeah.
And I was like, they're real.
That's so funny.
And what's really cool, I discovered, because my tourist ass is just taking photos of every stupid little thing, is like you can take a photo with your iPhone of a plant and then swipe up the little information button and it tells you what the plant is.
What?
It's crazy. Including with animals, too.
What?
Because there was like a little nature reserve and they had a bunch of birds and shit. So like I took a photo of this thing that I was convinced was a crane, and they're like, it's an egret. And I was
God. They would do that with boys.
I wish they would.
Who
is he? Honestly, it's only a matter of time.
Yeah, that is true. Yeah, the iPhone's not doing it, but the government is.
Exactly.
That's exciting.
Yeah. It was really fun. And
was it warm?
It was so warm.
Ugh.
It's funny. I think about this every summer and winter. Like in the winter, I'm like, I can't remember what it's like to go outside with my skin exposed to the air. And then in the summer, I'm like, I can't remember what it's like to have to bundle up and just to go outside.
I always remember what bundling up feels like, mm-hmm. but I do agree with you. I've reached that point in the winter, and this winter has been pretty mild, but I think last week we got a really big snowstorm, yeah. and then it allegedly snowed a bunch last night. But I am to that point where I'm carting my like big pink puffer around and shit. So it's I'm one size, but everything I'm carrying mm-hmm. on my person is 2 times bigger than I am.
Yep.
So I'm just like, I'm like Kirby, just like waddling around New York. And I'm like, I don't remember what it's like to go outside in a t-shirt yep. and be free.
Yeah. Just to feel the air on your skin. What yes. a luxury.
Yes.
So it is really strange to like fly somewhere where you just like swap climates.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what the hell?
Right.
And I'm always like, I don't want to wear a jacket there because I don't want to have to carry it. But then when it's going to be cold.
Yeah, anyway. Puffers on planes are not the business.
Not the business, dude. People do it.
People do it.
How was your Valentine's Day?
It was good. It was good. Sorry, I was like, how was my Valentine's Day? it was obviously my favorite day of the year. What the fuck did we do? Oh, I had that bitch-ass case of COVID for leading up to it. And my boyfriend was like, if you don't test out of this by Valentine's Day, what are you personally going to do? I was like, I don't know. It was nice. We just, newsflash, I couldn't get a reservation on Valentine's Day. We should have just stayed home and cooked, but I found a place. Oh, Ainsley.
Oh, nice.
I'd never been there. But
I've never been there either.
It's huge.
I thought it was like a beer hall.
It looks like a beer hall. Yeah, it's like an Italian restaurant.
Oh,
it
cool.
was extremely good. Oh. It's so close to him that we've just like never been. And I was yeah. like, I guess we're going to fucking go here then. And it was
good to know.
Really good.
Yeah.
You would really like it.
My favorite pasta place turned into that. They had this deal. Tuesdays, you'd get $15 pasta. But yeah. every time I'd go there on Pasta Tuesday, they would have the one weirdest staff member who is just like so... The vibes were just, it's hard to explain when sometimes waiters are too friendly or too aloof. Yeah. It was like one or the other. There right. was never an in-between where I was like, I either feel like you hate and resent me or you're entirely too enthusiastic. So after a while, I was just like, I don't want to have these interactions.
We got to write
anymore.
This one off. Yeah, exactly.
Let's take a break from Pasta Tuesday. Speaking of pastas, have you been to Forma Pasta Factory in Greenpoint? Okay, it's incredible.
Okay.
It's $13 to $15 for each pasta dish. It's like homemade pasta. It's so fucking good.
Where's it at in Greenpoint?
It's on Bedford and Manhattan, right next to Five Leaves.
Got it. Okay.
They have another location in Fort Greene, I think.
I've heard of it.
Yeah.
I'm sure I've walked by it like every day.
I went there with my friend Dara several weeks ago for the first time, and Clean. We were both like, holy shit, this rules. Also, to find a place that does homemade really good pasta for $15 a dish is insane yeah. in New York City in this economy. And one staff person there working kept looking at me like he knew me. But then I was like, he looks a little familiar and I don't know why, but I do not know this man. But mm-hmm. he is looking at me like he knows me. Maybe we do. Mm-hmm. And the whole time I was like, that's weird, but I'm not gonna deal with that. Mm-hmm. And then as we were leaving and he said, thanks, bye. And he had an Australian accent. And then I was like, oh, Hinge.
That's so funny.
I was like, oh, we matched on 3 dating apps and chatted and then he never asked me out. So we never met up. But it was just like, I'm like, just ignore me. Don't do this.
Yeah, don't.
No, don't look at me and try and engage.
Please. I hope he thought that you were on a date with a woman.
I hope he did. But also really now bad. I feel weird going back to the pasta place because I'm like, I'm not here for you. I'm here for your $13 bolognese. Okay.
I'm definitely going to try that place.
Now. I am a woman of limited means and I have a high carb diet.
We both
You
do.
Would love it though.
Yeah.
And they do like they serve beer and wine there.
Okay.
Obviously, again, that's none of my business.
It is mine.
Yeah.
I love that.
I went there a week later with Noah and a different person who's at the cash register. He was just like, welcome back. And I was like, don't remember
yeah,
me.
Come on.
No, please.
That's so funny.
I know. Don't remember this face.
Did you go to the Proud of Beauty event?
No, I didn't end up going.
Yeah. I was down bad, but I had to miss a... It was funny because, you know, there were a couple beauty events that I was like actually looking forward to going to. There's an Hourglass one, then a Prada Beauty one at, what do you call that? The Brooklyn Hollywood sign?
The the Domino refinery,
yeah,
as it's now called, a former Domino sugar factory.
Yeah, yeah.
That is the Brooklyn Hollywood sign.
But no, I was not able to make that.
Yeah. I do not like going to parties as much, but I do going for the food and the swag bags.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know if that was the type of event where they would have been like swag bag.
I think there would
have. Maybe, but that was literally the day I flew back.
Right.
So I was just not in the mood.
Yeah.
Also, I think both of us got like a little bit of a stomach bug.
Oh.
Because I didn't, stupid me, didn't look this up. You're not supposed to brush your teeth with the tap water.
Oh, shit.
So I was like, oops.
Well,
that's my dumbass fault. Now I have a parasite. Great.
Yeah.
As if I'm not ill enough.
Right. Should we go to it?
Let's get into it.
Okay. Sable, what do you smell like today?
Okay, so I'm at like 25% smells because...
It's better than nothing.
It is incredibly better than nothing. I've just begun my steroid and antibiotic course for another bout of my sinus saga. But I'm wearing Killian Princess Eau Fraiche.
Okay.
Which is not new, I don't think. I think it came out in the summer.
Yeah.
But it is new to me.
Sure.
And... as repeat listeners will know, I love the original Killian Princess.
Mm-hmm.
This one is exactly like the diet version of that.
Mm.
Where it has, it's like a transparent veil of the original.
Wait, can I spell it on you? Oh, wow.
Yeah, but it has, I don't want to say greener. Again, I'm smelling this at 25%, so I can't pick up the subtleties as much. But it does just smell like a veil of the original. It's like the diet version. They say, I read on the website that they're like, we really boosted the freshness with bergamot and something else.
No, I am with you. It does smell a little greener.
Yeah, also, green tea and bergamot.
Green tea and bergamot?
Which I think the original had matcha. So maybe they just like, instead of the matcha latte, went with green tea.
Yeah.
Yeah. And again, the marshmallow. It's there's like a little bit of a fizziness to it. So it's like slightly more effervescent.
I'm putting it on. Fuck it.
Put it on.
I know you're probably not the most appropriate person to ask at this juncture, but how is the longevity?
I have no idea.
Great.
No idea. Who can say?
No, but this is... Yeah.
Okay. You it's would like, know better than me because you can fully smell.
Yeah. It's the only thing I can do. Because I was looking on the product page or whatever, and it seemed to me like the notes that they had heroed out were... I was surprised, by them. Like the bergamot, and it does seem something that would be like greener, dewier, and fresher. Mm-hmm. And on the skin, that's what it's giving.
Yeah.
I guess I do. Yes, you are correct. I guess I sort of commend this flanker for doing what I think a flanker should do, keeping the concept there, but taking it in a clockably new direction,
yes.
If that makes any sense.
Yeah.
It's nice. I wouldn't expect a Killian scent to do this, but I like it.
Yeah. I feel like it is for the person who wears princess, but I feel like it's for the person who likes one thing and buys in every color.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So it's like a person who's like, ooh, this is my summer princess, which again, we don't respect seasonal we don't respect the concept of seasonal scents.
We
here.
Personally don't, but if you do, dear listener,
I think
then
many
yes,
people do.
Gotta talk into this mic, they're gonna clock me.
It's what's nice. Funny is like the bottle still says, I don't need a prince by my side to be a princess. But the title is just princess.
Whoever designed
like why
and came up with these copy concepts on bottle.
Just call it princess.
Needs to go to jail.
Why are you doing this to me? I don't know why I was like reading it. And then I was like, I guess you would if you weren't born royal. But if you were born royal, then this pertains to you. That's only so many people.
Should we, do you want to now or later touch on Born to be Unforgettable?
Yeah.
So.
I also just experienced that today.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So Killian Princess is from that original collection. I don't know that it had a name, but it came out in 2019. And I think, because I just moved here. And there are those black bottles.
The
so
orbs.
Killian bottles are normally square, but this was like an orb sphere sitting on top of a cube. And the cube had a little like copy line on it that were all terrible. However, the fragrances were gorgeous. They were some like, they were all pretty gourmand. They had some kooky notes in them. And Killian was nice enough to send them to me long after the fact. But the one that they weren't able to send was the one I wanted the most, was this one with a cola note in it. And I had just been obsessed with tracking this scent down. And lo and behold, last month, they released, in the same sort of convention as the re-release of Princess, they released Born to be Unforgettable. And I didn't
realize that was from that original collection.
Well,
the press release had marketed it as the like masculine counterpart to Princess.
Yeah. I'd have to do some deep digging here because I don't remember what the original Coalescent was called.
Grantica.
And if I could venture to guess, it was probably not Born to be Unforgettable. But bottle wise, they are clearly tied or they're related.
Yeah.
So I was very excited to get my hands on Killian Born to be Unforgettable. And then I smelled it. And by and large, I love Killian scents. This one is a unexpected and innovative take on a gourmand or not fragrance.
Yeah.
It's sold in. The hero notes are cola, cinnamon, and wood. I don't know how I remember that off the top
just
of my head.
Wood.
Yeah. But it might not be giving what I thought it was going to give, and that's fine.
The collection was called, it's called My Kind of Love.
Okay.
And Fragrantica groups Born to be Unforgettable in this.
Oh, okay.
Despite it being a 2024 release.
Sure.
Okay, so some of these were released, again, it's like they bill Princess twice as being released originally as well as in 2022. So I don't know if they're different. I don't know what the deal is. But yeah, I think it came out 2018 and then they added some here and there. But
18 was wrong.
2018. Okay. And the names are as thus. Bad boys are no good, but good boys are no fun. Fun things always happen after sunset. And then the princess one. I don't need a prince when I decide to be a princess. We know that. I never make the same mistake twice unless they're crazy hot. Kissing burns 6.4 calories a minute. Want to work out? Let's settle this argument like adults. In the bedroom. Naked. Good use of commas on that one. Yes, I was madly in love, but that was yesterday. They really went for it.
Bear in mind that all of those names that Sable just read off are on the bottle.
Yes. This, to me, describes, I feel like, chapters in the life of a sociopathic narcissist. Jesus Christ.
Yeah. I loved all the scents. Names, not
yes.
so much. I do like the...
I liked the scents. I remember going to that launch event and they were like doing tattoos and like tarot readings,
yeah.
which is cool. I don't think I remember a lot of the other scents, but I do remember they were all pretty ba-ba-boom.
Yeah. But they all had a cool, gourmand, weird,
yes.
unexpected note, which I kept me coming back to them. But yeah, so they have given us the cola scent in a new way, and I hate it, but I am happy.
You really get the cola note, though.
You really do get the cola note. I think the way that they wrapped everything else around it, not to take words out of your mouth, but you called it generically masculine, and I would completely agree. It's a little bit if you took Dior Sauvage and poured cola all over it.
Yeah, it does give me that vibe. Yeah.
And I think that, not to masculine, feminine fragrances, but this is clearly what they've done. And I think there's a lot of ways that they... I'm just bummed out. Even if I personally don't like a scent, I can recognize, oh, this is good. It's just not for me. I don't think this is the...
I do wonder if this is the type of scent that will smell really good depending on who wears it. Maybe.
Yeah. I also, I'm a little surprised at this too, because I could be just blatantly wrong here again, but Killian scents, I know, can lean very masculine traditionally and heady and this and that, fine. But they rarely hit me as generic in this way. You know what I mean?
They're
think that's what
unique.
I'm responding to.
I get that.
I am happy that we have the cola note back. And maybe they'll flankerize this one and...
Maybe so.
I will like it better.
I wonder why that's the one they chose to revive.
I don't know. That's a good question. Do you think that most of the My Kind of Love collection leaned more feminine? And they thought they could pull this one in another direction?
Huh. I don't know. I feel like they should have just kept the color. What do I know? I'm not...
It is...
I don't run a brand.
It is weird. Yeah. I mean, my gut tells me that they went into Sephora and Sephora demanded a bespoke collection.
That's an insane thing to ask a brand to do.
I know, but they'd be
That's
doing it.
It's so expensive.
Well, I mean, Killian's not exactly a mom and pop brand. They're fine. But
yeah.
So.
I do think Princess is one of Sephora's top sellers.
Oh, easy. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And for good reason.
Yeah. Also, of course, Good Girl Gone Bad and
Love
Don't
Be Shy.
Yeah.
The God.
That is absolutely bestseller at Sephora.
I love Love Don't Be Shy. I don't give a fuck. I love it.
I like Rolling in Love more. It's like a little less, it's a little airier.
Yeah.
Than Love, Don't Be Shy. Love, Don't Be Shy, I like it at first. And then after 30 minutes, I'm like, okay, please leave. And it doesn't. So I'm like,
I'm going to wear it tomorrow. Yeah. I miss it.
Tynan, what do you smell like today?
Well, I feel like I'm looking over at your coffee table and there's a ton of new shit on it. But I feel like everything I'm excited to talk about today is from Marc Jacobs. But they put out just now, actually, what's it called? Sorry. They put out Daisy Wild, which is their
newest Daisy Flanker.
Yeah. So this isn't exactly it's not a Daisy Flanker, but this feels like
the bottle's different.
Yeah. The bottle's different. The color is different. This feels like a new franchise.
I think they were going to send that to me and then it never arrived. So I don't know what that's about.
We'll get it to you. It's really nice. It's very much like in the Daisy universe. Mm-hmm. But what I notice about this real quick, the notes are banana flower, macadamia, jasmine, vetiver, and sandalwood. Seems pretty woody and earthy, but on the skin it's very bright and buoyant and bouncy. What this immediately brought me to, and I posted this on my story, so sorry, but do you remember Glitter Beach Barbie from like 1992? It was
barely.
And if you don't, I'll tell you about her. She was this Barbie that came with this little bottle of body lotion with glitter in it. And it was 1992 for kids. Yeah. So like obviously the glitter felt like razor blades, but it had this quote unquote tropical, sweet, plasticky smell. Mm-hmm. And this is exactly what Daisy Wild smells like, but like in a good way.
Okay.
And it does warm up on skin in a way that grows it from there and makes it not just that, but it's a very specific niche reference to make. And I don't mean it in any sort of shady way because it is lovely. It's sweet and green and not youthful, but just like springy.
Yeah.
I really enjoy wearing it. And it just takes me right back to Glitter Beach Barbie every time I put it on. It's so good. I was anti-Daisy for the longest time until you made me a believer. And I'm a Daisy Truther. And yeah, this one, the bottle's gorgeous. The fragrance is gorgeous. I am happy that they're still on the Daisy train because it's great.
Dude, they're never going to get off that train.
They really
won't. It's going to be like Snowpiercer. Like, the train's never going to stop.
No, and we don't want it to at this point.
Yeah. But I'm also just like, how many directions can we go? Bless you.
Yeah, same. Mark has put out some really cool fragrances in his day. Like, it wasn't called this, but remember like the Ladybug one?
Yeah.
And Decadence. These are all really fantastic scents. It just seems like everyone wants more Daisy.
Yeah. I think they're just going to, as long as it's profitable.
Yeah.
But now they can just start flankering Perfect.
True. Did you smell Perfect Charm? I don't think it's all that new. It's just I believe the only flanker of Perfect, maybe.
I've never even heard.
There might be
it.
Two. What the heck? It's in a metallic gold bottle.
No.
I think you would like it. I put this on and I just immediately thought of you. It is a pretty far cry from the original Perfect, but it's good. It's a little juicier.
Perfect Charm, the collector edition.
What they sent me.
Is it Barb? I love her rhubarb.
Almond milk is still in there, right?
Yeah. Rhubarb and Narcissus, almond milk, cedar, cashmere. Oh, I want to smell that.
It's nice. I'll bring it over for you.
Rhubarb. We take for granted a comments with a grain of salt, but a lot of people are saying that it's just a different bottle, a limited edition bottle of the original Perfect.
No, it is vastly different.
Really? Okay.
Unless I'm completely wrong, but like...
They do that a lot, though.
Yeah. But even on first smell, I was like, oh, this is way juicier than Perfect.
This fragrance is the original Perfect Marc Jacobs Eau de Parfum scent that draws inspiration from Marc's mantra.
The original.
I think it is the original.
Yeah. Oh, well.
Well... But I don't remember the original calling out daffodil.
Huh.
They're just like, let's try this.
Yeah.
Throw this at the keyword.
Right.
How strange. But yeah, a lot of these designer scents, they'll like do... YSL Black Opium has a million limited edition bottles. It's so confusing. Mm-hmm. It's just the same scent in a different bottle. And I'm like, why are you doing this?
I feel like that happens a lot on holiday too, because Margiela did a by the fireplace one in a chrome gold bottle.
Yeah.
Which like, okay.
Okay. I figure that was just a set.
Probably.
Which makes sense to me if it's in a different SKU.
Yeah.
But this can be, like, what? Why? Also, aren't bottles really expensive to make?
I think they're expensive to mold the first time, like the custom mold, and then you can just like rip them. Says me, who's not a package designer.
Anything to market.
I guess. I'm staring at the... Oh, wait. But as we're still talking about Daisy and Marc Jacobs, did you see the Pop collection from... It's the Daisy Pop collection. It's Daisy Oso Fresh and Daisy Love all in like hot pink matte bottles. It's really fucking cool. I saw them on Trend Mood, my one source of news lately and or recently. And I didn't really think anything of them. But then one day I was like, why did I own those? What am I doing? Yeah. So I had them send. And you put me, the Daisy scent that I really love is Daisy Love. And it's just beautiful. And Marc Jacobs Daisy Love Pop is essentially Daisy Love, the original, with an added pistachio note.
Oh, interesting.
And it doesn't really, I would absolutely not call it a pistachio fragrance, but I feel like that is the biggest outlier. And it's really lovely. I probably like the bottle more than I do the scent, to be honest. But yeah,
I think Daisy Love could benefit from a pistachio.
Yeah.
I think so.
It's really nice.
Yeah. Huh. Wow. I love how they're like one note, whole new bottle.
Yeah, exactly.
Jesus Christ. What I do want to smell, are you still on the Fleur mailing list? Did they send you the strawberry one?
Actually, yeah, they sent me opt-ins and I opted in. Okay. Also, UPS lost four of my packages on the same day. So I hope it wasn't that, but it should be coming. Yeah, what's it called? The strawberry letter or something?
I think.
I know that I am the first to say that we have talked a lot about Fleur on this show. Not all of it positive.
Strawberry letter.
Strawberry letter. But I think they are.
Strawberry letter 23?
I don't know. I feel like they are just putting out. I don't know. The stories, the marketing wrapper doesn't bother as much as they have previously.
Yeah.
I did call in Mood Ring a month or two ago. I can't remember if I talked about it on here or not. I think I did. But yeah, I love that campaign. The scent's really nice. I really enjoy wearing it. And I saw Strawberry Letter and I was like, okay, I'm going to need this. And I'm always a little nervous to call anything in for them because I know that they want to beat my ass. But I am really excited to smell that. And I hope it has arrived by the time I get home.
It seems like it has good reviews, but who can say?
Still a lot of fragrance.
Yes. Yeah.
A lot of scents, but...
They're just churning them out, man.
They really are. Do you think that this is a response to Strawberry Girl Summer?
I thought it was Tomato Girl Summer.
There was Cherry Girl Summer.
Oh,
there was all
goodness.
Of it. I know. Well, I'm excited. I said last year that I wanted more strawberry, so...
I think there are circulating trend reports out there that are saying strawberry is probably... such and such most highly searched term. So everybody is just, okay, we have to do a strawberry.
Thank you, Hailey Bieber. Once again. No, I'm excited for that one.
I'm interested to smell it.
Yeah.
I don't really wear fruity fragrances in general. So sure. I don't feel like it would be a me fragrance, but who knows? I've been surprised before.
Yeah, I'm excited for it. Mood Ring was really nice. The gummy candy one. I'm excited to keep exploring that.
Yeah. I'm just like, what's the strategy here?
Mm-hmm.
Where is this going?
Mm-hmm.
It's happening.
I feel like they are now releasing like as their own idea, not like a weirder try-hard.
I feel like this is the one tier up from the Le Mon Gourmand sense.
It's a bold assertion, but I'll give it to you.
In like vibe, I would think. Something like that. I don't know. That intrusive thought just came from brain to mouth. Maybe I'll roll that back, but... Something about it just feels very, like, trend responsive.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. People really like, what's it called? I Wish You Would. No.
Somebody's Would.
Not Somebody's Would.
Somebody would.
No, not even that. Oh, Father Figure. Sorry.
Father Figure.
Yeah.
Of course they do.
Yeah.
It's, like, boringly pleasant. Everyone, that's the thing. If you want to make a hit, make it boring and pleasant. That's true for every industry, I think.
Hmm.
You just gotta hit the marks.
I wouldn't call it boring, but I would call it pleasant.
I think it's boring, but I think its pleasantness outweighs its boringness. So.
Sure.
It's just fine. It's fine. Also, I didn't think it was particularly figgy, and maybe that just wasn't the thing.
You've been to a couple dinners lately, the Dew dinner. And then one other one, right? How was Dew?
It was nice.
Nice.
It was there celebrating Sephora entry.
And you do.
They sold out. Of their hero cream, Instant Angel, on the first day.
That's crazy.
I know. I'm like, who here is buying $75 creams?
It's not that much.
Is it?
The big one, I think, is.
The big one is, yeah. Yeah, maybe the one little. I don't know.
I think the smaller one's like 40.
Still.
It's a lot. It's a lot of lotion, though.
No, 100 milliliters is a lot of lotion. Mm-hmm. I think the 50 milliliter is like the standard size of what a lotion is. But sometimes I'll just kill some time in a Sephora and I look at things and I'm like, how much is this moisturizer? Like the Skin Fix one that's also a really popular one is, I think, is also like $68 or $78. I'm like, what
we
fuck?
Do not need to be spending the money on brain moisturizer.
Our brains are warped from working in beauty. But still, I was like, if I was a non-beauty person, I would find this absurd. I do find this absurd. What is money?
I do too.
I don't know. I mean, I read the, there was this article in The Cut that interviewed like a bunch of 10 to 13 year olds about the stuff they're into. And all of them listed, I love the Tatcha Dewy cream and the Glow Recipe watermelon serum. And I'm like, who is buying this for you? It's nuts.
It's spooky.
When I was like 13, $20 was so much money to me.
Right.
And I guess like, yes, okay, obviously adjust for inflation, but still.
I didn't wash my face till I was 23.
Yeah.
Like, what are you people doing?
I love reading the comments where everyone's like, wow, generations really stay the same. Like when you're a kid, you just are rabidly into this one cool thing. And then once it's over, you're like, that's disgusting.
Yeah.
No one does that anymore.
Right.
So I'm like, the more things change, the more they stay the same.
I know that everyone loves the like kids and Sephora topic right now. I
don't think it's as big of a deal as, but what do I know? I'm not a mother.
That's true. Let's keep it that way.
Let's keep it that way. It makes sense to me that they're obsessed with that because think about the content they're probably consuming.
That's true.
They're watching influencers just peddle products at them. When I was 13, I thought everything that a teenager did was like the coolest thing. So obviously, and they just have so many more things to look at now.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, they're a product of our culture. So how can we not be surprised?
Yeah, I guess when you put it like that, it does make a ton of sense.
Yeah.
But
they're watching all these influencers now and they're absorbing this as like the blueprint of like how to be an adult. So of course they're going to want all this expensive shit. They're going to think they need all this stuff. And I'm like, bro, you're 10.
Yeah.
You don't even have all your adult teeth yet.
We don't even want the Tatcha water cream.
I don't want the water cream. It's dumb. I don't know. Tatcha to me, I'm like, it's nice, but I'm like, okay.
Feels nice, but doesn't do anything.
Exactly. Feels nice, does nothing.
It's fine.
But it's just, it's a clout brand. The sunscreen is nice. I will say that.
You do like the sunscreen.
But it's $68. I'm not buying that. I'm sorry. There's too many good Korean sunscreens out there for me to spend $68.
Where do you buy Korean sunscreens in New York?
0035mm.
What?
It's like that tiny little Asian beauty apothecary in Chinatown.
Oh.
It's like famous.
Oh.
In fact, my clown ass, maybe two weekends ago, I was like, had nothing to do on a Saturday. And I was like, oh, maybe I'll make a little trip to Chinatown. Got my ass on the subway, go to Chinatown, walked straight to 0035mm. Doesn't exactly roll off the tongue.
Yeah.
There was a line outside the store
no.
to get in. I kept fucking walking and went right back on the subway and went home.
That's so funny.
I'm like, well, not me waiting in line for skincare.
Not today.
Absolutely not. No. So don't go on a weekend.
No.
But it's a really tiny store. That's why.
Okay.
But they have every viral.
Really?
Yeah. Plus lots of other cool stuff to discover.
Didn't you recently get that serum that's like snail mucin adjacent?
Do
you
Bean
like
it? Essence. I regret to inform you that I love it.
Really?
And my skin has never fucking felt and looked better.
Really?
Me being influenced.
I am looking at your Finery fragrances and I'm so happy to see that you...
They're good.
They are good.
Not that I doubted you, but I was surprised. Still surprised.
God, now that I think of it, I got my hands on those probably, I don't know, last year or a little longer, but they are a newer brand to Target.
Yeah.
And they do.
I think they're like a Target exclusive.
I think so too. They do like EDPs and body sprays. Mm-hmm. And they have fun little names and nice, really nice scents for if you want an affordable Target scent. They wear beautifully. They wear pretty much just as well as a department store scent.
Yeah. Like if you had told me that some of these were department store fragrances, I would believe you.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like what they're trying to do is accessible palettes, but slightly more elevated and complex.
Yeah.
Which is done really well.
I really like a lot of what they sent me originally.
Yeah.
How many do they have now? Because these are, I've not seen these before.
One, two, there's 7 editions.
Oh, wow. Wait. Okay.
Available February 18th at Target. $34.49, very specific price point, for 2 ounces. $27.99 for a 5-ounce body mist.
Okay.
Yeah, they sent me a mailer with them, and one of them broke, and unfortunately it was the one that I was looking forward to smelling because it was a saffron one.
Yeah.
So we'll never know. But the new ones, they have a pistachio scent.
Okay.
Which is, it's like pistachio vanilla-y, so it's, it like fills that bracket for
people. Do you have that?
It's,
yeah, one of the... Okay.
There's one called Without a Trace, scent experience. The lasting feeling of your touch. Could mean anything. And that's a neroli musky kind of translucent scent. Okay. There's one called Born to Empress. Empress as in the role of a ruler. That is like a pretty, that to me is like the most kind of like crowd pleasing floral, okay, like fruity floral, which is still quite nice. In fact, I think many people, oh wait, no, not this one. Sorry. Okay. The next one is Mysterious Nomad. I actually quite like that one. It has bergamot, black pepper, and hinoki wood.
Ooh.
Yeah. That one I actually really do quite like. That smells to me if Aesop made slightly more commercial scents.
Okay.
Because I have this theory that Aesop, all of Aesop's scents smell the same, but that's just me.
Yeah, they all suck.
Mystic Figures. It's like fig apostrophe ers.
God.
I get it. Jail. It's fig. But that is actually a really nice fig one.
Yeah.
I really like that fig scent because it's very like oceanic.
Ooh.
It's salty. It has that sea salt kind of thing to it. And there's one called Madam, which is creme de cassis, velvet, orris, and patchouli. And when I first smelled it, I was like, oh, this smells a lot like the Fenty perfume.
Oh.
But in maybe like a more floral direction.
Okay.
Or like a little watered down direction. I don't know. But it did give me vibes of that. Yeah. But they're quite nice.
I love
them. Yeah. I sprayed on the pistachio fragrance because obviously I'm wearing 10 cents right now.
Yeah.
And yeah, I mean, it is that.
Yeah.
It's a pretty literal pistachio, but
yeah,
that's okay.
It's pretty on the nose, but I think that is what people want.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Like when you have a scent called pistachio, people want to smell the pistachio.
Yes.
They don't want to have to seek it out.
Yep.
Hermes. But oh, and the one that I didn't get because it broke is called the New Rouge, and that's golden saffron, amber resin, and sandalwood.
Ooh.
Which I'm like, man, that sounds really good. Why did you have to break? Pardon me. Let's see. Maybe it's really dusty in here, and that's why my allergies are crazy.
Yeah, it should have nothing to do with me wearing a billion fragrances all at once. Yeah, this is nice. I think I've said before, but Target, I don't know if this collection replaced the last one that they had, but
that's a good point.
One,
I don't know.
Right when I moved here, that was like as accessible as, frankly, nice.
You liked them a lot.
I liked them a lot. Yeah. And I don't know if they went by the wayside or not, but then now Finery is here. And yeah, I like a nice little accessible scent. Who cares?
They are allegedly TikTok viral. Oh no, they're adding 70 fragrances to the permanent range. These will be additions.
70?
Seven. Sorry.
Oh,
seven, like, new fragrances. Like, too much, man.
It's a bond number nine.
Yeah. it does seem like, because they call it the 2024 fragrance collection, so it does seem like perhaps this is for the year.
Okay.
Which makes sense to have seven in the fast fashion-y sort of cycle.
Yeah.
But they are nice.
Very nice.
They're like $35. The caps feel a bit cheap to me.
For $35, I'm at peace with that.
It's $35. Yeah. Who cares? Again, love the scents, hate the name.
Finery is a pretty terrible name. It's, what is it? F-I-N-E apostrophe R-Y.
Yeah.
It's a mix.
I think if they didn't have the apostrophe, it would be fine.
It's a, what do you call that? Portmanteau.
Yeah, it's a portmanteau.
Fine fragrance and something else. I don't know. It's bad. But the fragrances are good.
Is that the portmanteau? No one says. No one will tell me. I assumed fine referred to fine fragrance and finery as in just the word finery.
Yeah, I hate
dressed
that
in
word.
All your finery. Yeah, I know. It is a corny word.
Yeah.
But I was like, you could have just named it finery. And I think that would have been fine.
You'd be fine. Everyone will be fine.
You don't need to do it. You don't need these apostrophes.
I also see the new Flower Bomb Tiger Lily on your.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It smells like girls. And that's great.
I have not worn that because if I spray one more thing on my person today, my skin will burn off. But on the atomizer, which I know is not a fair way to smell a scent, it smells just like Prada Paradox to me. You might disagree because you love
that
scent.
Very similar.
Yeah.
And I didn't clock that until you just said that right now. How weird.
Yeah.
No, it is.
Yeah.
Dude, whoa.
But that's the scent that
is the
everyone's
scent.
Going for.
I'm
right
still
now.
Waiting for Prada Paradox Intense, but
that's crazy.
Maybe I'm just being greedy. I've asked for it three times and they're like, yeah, we'll send it. And then it's like never come and it's getting awkward now. But oh my God, you're right. Floral ambers.
Floral amber.
That is 2024's girl scent of the girl of the year. Of the girl of the year or something. I don't know. Who got the memo? Floral ambers. When is it? I just thought about it. I was like, when does that come out, actually?
Oh, I think it's out. I've been getting ads for it.
It probably is.
Yeah.
Sometimes, most of the time, I just talk about shit I get and I don't even check if it's embargoed.
We know.
You know what? Then don't send it. I'm a loose cannon. You're right. Yeah, it's out. Tiger Lily refers to, I think they wanted to go tropical.
Okay.
So it's described as a solar floral fragrance that transports you to a summer oasis, which, you know what? Nailed it. Keynotes: coconut milk, tiger lily, mango. I don't really get that. I can see how the composition is that, but I don't really get I can't pick out the individual notes.
I'd really want to smell it.
Yes.
But now that I'm smelling it,
I get a little coconut, actually.
I don't really get that.
I don't really get the mango. I don't know what a tiger lily is meant to smell like. I don't think I've ever even seen a tiger lily.
I've eaten one before.
Really? Mm-hmm. They look kind of like hibiscus flowers, but it's pretty.
What is the mango fragrance that I recently smelled? Oh, that like random Paco Rabanne one that looks like a little girl robot.
Yes.
That was a good
was
mango
fragrance.
Was
it called
Phantom? I have no idea. It was pre-holiday. That was 5 years ago to me.
It was citrus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like a citrus mango.
Yeah. You liked it, though.
I did. Yeah. I really did like it, actually. Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. Girls. Now that you said it smells like products, I'm just like, Jesus Christ.
You're mad.
I'm mad. I'm mad I didn't clock that. I feel like how many flower bomb flankers are there? Not a ton.
Not a ton.
I think there's like orchid. They're just finding new flowers.
Yeah. There's the one that smells like gunpowder, which might be orchid. It's like the same flower bomb bottle idea, but it's shorter and squattier and whiter and more magenta. Yeah.
Nectar.
That one was heavy. I gave it to my mom, who loves the original flower bomb, and she's like, get this shit away from me.
Damn. There's a lot, dude.
Is there?
Damn. There's so many flower bombs. To be fair, I think a lot of them appear to be the original in different bottles.
Oh, they do love to do that. They love that.
Big flower bomb midnight. Flower bomb ruby orchid. I think you had that one and you liked it.
I think I did too.
Flower bomb. Ooh, she sounds nice.
What year did flower bomb originally come out?
Let's see. 2005.
Okay.
Speaking of 2005, Donna Karan Cashmere Mist is releasing 4 flankers. They're in these cool looking bottles that look like these amorphous stones, and I want them.
Mm-hmm. You'll get them.
Yeah. Donna Karan Cashmere Mist, the original one, was like one of my first grown-up scents.
Yeah.
When I was a teenager.
What does that even smell like? Because everyone loves it.
It smells like that classic musky powdery. It's that classic Y2K musky, effervescent, powdery, marabou type scent.
Okay.
It's clean and fresh, but still very comforting.
Yeah.
I fucking love that scent so much. And I want these new ones.
They, in the same way that Donna Karan is like reaching back in their classic catalog, Estee Lauder is doing the same thing and re-releasing like a lot of their classic scents.
Interesting
is this.
Estee Lauder is constantly trying to reinvent something and they're flopping every time.
I can't get a new idea. But am I right in saying Estee Lauder?
Yes, you're right. You're right.
Okay.
I think Kara told us about that.
Yes, because I think they also just did an event for it.
Yep.
And
that we weren't invited to. Cool thing.
I shockingly was invited to it. But yeah, I obviously couldn't go because I was working, but none of them really spoke to me because they were, you know, that sort of like, I want nothing to do with an 80s Estee Lauder fragrance, but I do think it's an interesting and cool idea. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
That is interesting.
I also would love to know who that's for.
I feel like it feels like a grab at nostalgia, but I feel like the demo they're trying to appeal to doesn't care about that necessarily.
Well, it's also, I feel like it's still too early if they're going for millennials or whatever the fuck. That's a generation before us. And like, unless it's apparent nostalgia, it's like, I don't know. No shade, because they generally do think the idea is cool. I just don't know who it's for.
Estee Lauder's had some pretty hit scents.
Yeah.
I think just keep making hits. You don't have to revisit the archives to try and revamp something that's dead. You have the money, Estee.
Yeah, but Estee just is a brand that only talks to themselves. So
isn't it funny how the brands with the most money are the least innovative across the board? What's with that? What's with you people?
Well, I mean, Estee is famously flopping.
Yeah.
Like, publicly flopping. So
every like diffusion brand they've tried to create flops.
Yeah.
And it just like disappears quietly. And,
well,
like,
it's just like, you know, when you operate under the old conventions of getting a product out that takes 2 years to release. Yeah. Meanwhile, these other brands are like actually responsive or innovating. Not to say one is better than the other, but it's, you're going to flop.
Yeah.
And I think I just saw a Business of Fashion article this week about mm-hmm. how Estée is trying to like revamp blah blah, blah, and too. I'm like, respectfully, it's not going to work. But okay, like,
yeah, hire us.
Don't
to consult.
Don't. I did that once before.
Not that I want a job, but also I need money.
Your book's almost out. I'm looking at the galleys right now.
I got a stack full of galleys.
How many did they send?
I don't know, like 20.
Okay.
24, maybe baker's dozen. That's not a baker's dozen at all. That's 2 dozen. But they send. I don't know. Are these galleys or are these proofs? Or do we just call anything a galley anymore? I have no fucking clue. But they're riddled with typos. So I'm almost like embarrassed to give them out. So I just like every time I've given them to a couple of people now and I like preface it by saying there are so many typos in this. I'm sorry. This is not the final copy. But we had a meeting with my publisher and my agent and we talked about like who to get for blurbing because like that's a thing now.
Yeah.
You have to get like impressive names to read your book and give a one sentence book report.
Yeah. Who are you going for?
What a wild romp. What a new effervescent voice in literature. 3 of the authors that I reached out to were like immediately down.
Oh, cool.
Which felt really nice. And they were all people that like I were like mutual follows on social media. So that was like, but it is funny. Like, my agent sent me a list of like people on their in their agency who they could probably get. And they're like, what about Mindy Kaling? And I was like, yeah, what about Mindy Kaling? Like, sure. That would be great. If you can do that, amazing.
Right.
But we shall see. I don't know.
So, can you explain to the uninformed, and by that I mean me, like what the point of a galley or a proof copy is?
I don't know.
Okay. Because they send you a bunch.
Yeah. With no instructions. They're just like, have some books.
Is this what they'd send out to the...
Yes.
Okay.
They send, like for review, for press, they send they call it like an uncorrected proof.
Ah.
But it's like a paperback version.
Got it.
They would send this to reviewers.
That's so crazy.
I know. I'm in the midst of doing the second round of corrections, like final corrections. And I'm like, how many freaking times do I have to write this back?
But they have an edit department too, though, right?
Yeah. It's just like comments from like copy editors to be like, oh, what if we swap this for repetition? Like, little things that like, frankly, I don't care about. But I was like, okay, fine. I know. I'm just like, at this point, it's like I've reached peak semantic satiation. These words mean nothing to me anymore.
Right.
Please help you. Help me help you. Help you help me.
Well, July 9th, we'll all be helping by ordering the book.
I've made so many reels, meaning two more reels than I've made in the last 5 years.
Can you see what your pre-orders are at? Or is that
no,
not?
I don't know.
Okay, that's probably good.
They sent me an Excel sheet of like what countries are able to order. And it's like so funny that how like random it is.
Yeah.
It's like Australia, UK, Japan, but like it's the only Asian country. And I'm like, does this mean that like you found a Japanese translator? Like how does that work?
Oh, true.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a lot of on it. Canada, UK, Australia, New Zealand, Germany, Netherlands, Switzerland, France, Italy, Spain, India, and Japan. I got 2 Asian countries.
Shit.
Yeah. That's nuts.
Going global.
Going global.
That's crazy.
That is crazy. When they said they have global rights, they meant it.
Is it going to be the same cover?
I don't know, because I realize that sometimes when books are released in different regions, they will do a different cover and a different title.
Oh.
Which is weird. My friend Holly Smell, she released a novel last year called The Cassandra Complex, and she's in the UK. And the American version is called Cassandra in Reverse. And I was like,
what?
Why did we need to do... Why?
Yeah.
I think the first title was better.
Right. We're both like English-speaking countries. Also, I wonder if Die Hot with a Vengeance might not like...
Translate. Yeah, I think so. I would love to hear what the international translations are.
Sable in Reverse.
Yeah.
How was your Valentine's Day?
It was nice. I cooked dinner.
Oh, right.
Valentine's Day is the worst day to go to restaurants. Yeah. Even if you get a reservation, everything's like prefix situation. Right. So I was like, I don't want to do that. Also, I could not taste at that point. So I was like, God. I'm not going to spend money on food I can't taste.
Right.
But I have this foolproof. It's like everyone has a couple recipes in their pocket that are so easy to make and it's like a crowd pleaser. And I have this burst cherry tomato pasta recipe.
Okay.
Where you just basically cook a shit ton of cherry tomatoes and then it becomes a sauce. It's really good. So I made a pasta dinner.
All right.
And then we watched Lilo and Stitch.
Okay.
And it was perfect.
Oh, yay.
That movie still slaps, by the way. It goes hard.
It does go hard.
Yeah.
It's a classic for a reason.
It's a classic. Shout out to Disney Plus. Just kidding.
Sponsor.
Sponsor us. Anyway, yeah. Thanks for listening in. February update episode. You can leave us a nice little review and leave us a comment on Spotify podcasts. If you liked it, you can find us at our website, smileyleader.live. We have our hotline there where you can leave us a voice message and our merch in case you are in need of any more apparel. You can follow us on Instagram at smileyleader.mp3. I am at Sabletooth Tigra.
I'm at Tynan Buck. And until next time, we will smell you later.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.